other matters, the biggest changes to South Africa's labor laws since 1995, shortly after the country's democratic elections, are currently being considered by Parliament. If passed into law, they will significantly limit the hard-won rights of workers to strike. This is according to senior researcher Dr. Karen Ransiman from UJ's Center for Social Change. The proposed amendments affect the Labor Relations Act, the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, as well as the new National Minimum Wage Bill. If these proposed amendments become law, Dr. Ransiman reckons that it will be a significant defeat for workers and is likely to deepen South Africa's inequalities. And the doc joins us on the line from Johannesburg. Dr. Ransiman, thank you very much for making time to speak to us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and thanks very much for having me.
Not many of us are focused on some of these discussions that are happening or what is currently being considered by Parliament, because we are so overwhelmed, Doctor, by everything else. If you could just give us some context as to exactly what is being considered and the impacts that you have referred to.
Well, I think as you rightly point out, there isn't much attention being drawn to these very significant changes to the law. The amendments were published on the 17th of November, and initially the public was only given less than 2 weeks to comment. This has now been extended to the 10th of January, which is still a very short time for public consultation. I'll try to summarise briefly what the changes are, because they are quite substantial. So first of all, there'll be changes to the Labour Relations Act, which will alter the procedure under which people, workers can undergo protected strike action. So now it will become a mandatory requirement for trade unions to have a secret ballot to decide whether to embark on strike action. And this will be compulsory in terms of their constitution. If they do not agree to have this in their constitution, they run the risk of being deregistered as a union. So there's much to say about the issue of secret ballot, but I think fundamentally it does undermine the right to strike. And second of all, the mechanism that is also being introduced through the LRA amendments is what's going to be called an advisory arbitration panel. And the powers of this advisory arbitration panel are quite wide-ranging, which means a senior commissioner of the CCMA will basically have the power to resolve strike action. And the danger with this is the circumstances under which advisory arbitration can be embarked upon are very, very wide, but also employers have the right to ask for advisory arbitration. And the reality is it will be in their interest to do so, because advisory arbitration will be binding on all parties unless appealed. Now, these are very significant changes to the current law.
This is quite disturbing again, Dr. Ransiman, that this is happening almost under the radar, not enough time, as you said, given for public comment. And yes, we've got until January, but with everything else that is happening, we're bound to lose sight of this. Who has proposed these amendments?
Well, these amendments have been negotiated through NEDLAC, which means that the three major trade union federations that participate in NEDLAC, KASATU, FIDUSA and NACTU, have all been party to these negotiations and have all been, I would say, conspicuously quiet about what these amendments will mean for a whole range of workers. And most particularly, we have to remember that about 75% of workers in South Africa today are not unionised, and it will be, in fact, these workers who are non-unionised that these amendments, in addition to the National Minimum Wage Bill, will be most impacted. So it's most worrying that I feel that workers are not getting sufficient representation in discussing such important amendments.
In going back to the point about the impact, or at least what it means around the national minimum wage, we as a country not too long ago were discussing that national minimum wage that at the time was announced by Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa. A lot was said about that, heralded in some cases and also criticized. But with these amendments that we're talking about, there will be no monthly minimum wage.
That's absolutely correct. There is no legislated monthly minimum wage. It's only going to be an hourly minimum wage of 20 rand per hour. So if you work under 40 hours a week, which many workers do in this current day and age, there's lots of flexible work, part-time work that people are embarking on. So that means that you will be unlikely to get the 3.5 unless you're working 40 hours a week. And that's, of course, assuming that employers do actually comply with the national minimum wage. Our current experience in sectors that actually do have minimum wages currently shows that non-compliance can be as high as 50%. So based on current experience, there isn't a large expectation that that employers will simply fall in line. And that raises other problems around the enforcement of the national minimum wage, which, in my opinion, is inadequate to make sure that this does make a change in workers' lives.
I remain disturbed at the extent or how far these amendments go. Doc, here's another point in staying with the minimum wage. The fact that instead of, if, for example, there are certain issues around workers enforcing the minimum wage where they would ordinarily, for example, go to the Department of Labor, they now have to go to the CCMA, which makes that process of redress even more difficult.
Absolutely. I mean, on average, from when a case is referred and once it goes through conciliation and arbitration, the average for both of those processes is 90 days. So that's 3 months. And in my experience of working with the Casual Workers Advice Office, it's very often much, much longer. And this causes real problems for workers during the times in which their cases are ongoing. Employers will quite often intimidate workers, put pressure on them to drop cases. And that's 3 months where workers are potentially under pressure or can even be dismissed. And we've had many cases where workers are dismissed for simply asking for their rights to be enforced. So the CCMA, although it's a very valuable institution, it's an institution that's under an incredible amount of pressure at the moment. On average, there's about 775 cases being referred a day. Now, if the CCMA must also take responsibility for enforcing the national minimum wage on top of its responsibilities now for advisory arbitration, I think we're really going to see the system struggle to cope. And unfortunately, the budgeted extra 20 million rand for the national minimum wage enforcement is not nearly enough.
And the sad part in all of this, and you've touched on it briefly, Dr. Ransnam, is the fact that these decisions were taken at NEDLAC. Those who are party to these decisions include COSATU, FEDUSA, and NACTU. And we know that, as a collective, they do not represent the majority of workers in our country, the majority who are not unionized. So is this a case of these three federations not really caring about the impact that these decisions would have and these amendments would have on workers?
I think the reality is that because these unions generally do not organise the kinds of workers that will be most impacted by these amendments, they have less regard for what the impacts will be. But also the other disturbing detail that comes out from reading amendments to the LRA is that one of the things that unions have secured is to strengthen their powers in the bargaining council. So because unions are representing fewer and fewer workers, many of them are at risk of no longer being regarded as being sufficiently representative in the bargaining councils. New rules that are proposed would mean that in determining representativity, they would be able to ignore workers, contract workers, labour broker workers, the workers that we know are increasingly becoming part of the workforce and are non-unionised. So reading between the lines, it seems as if this has been the trade-off, that unions have agreed to give away some rights in order to strengthen their powers within bargaining councils.
We appreciate you making time to speak to us and bringing this to our attention. Dr. Karen Ransiman is senior researcher at the Center for Social Change at the University of Johannesburg. Have you been following these developments or the discussions around these amendments that will impact on, again, the working class? If it's not changes to the Labor Relations Act and the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, then it is railway lines closing, increases in fares, or the inability of the working class to come and live closer to town. What are we expecting?